This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
So my name is Cher, and I went to a college that was really, really haunted. You could probably figure out where it is. It's somewhere in the Ozarks, like the southern Missouri area, and it is known as one of the most haunted places in that area, according to a couple of blogs and things. But anyway, lots of really freaky things happened in this dormitory, and it was specifically the fifth floor of this dorm that was supposed to be the most haunted, and that was the floor that I lived on. So this particular incident, it actually takes place right outside of the dorm and then kind of continues into that haunted floor, the fifth floor. But it starts out where I was a freshman in college, so brand new to university life and really excited and all that. Our college threw a lot of carnivals, slash parties and parades for the freshmen and for just everyone at the beginning and end of the year, just to kind of get people hyped and pumped up about, I don't know, learning, I guess. So carnivals popped up all the time on our campus. That was no big deal. And then they'd get torn down literally just as fast. One particular day that we were having a carnival on our campus, I was walking back to my dorm after class, kind of was not going to go this particular day. And I see a clown walk by my dorm. Well, this isn't really that unusual, except that the clown was like wearing all black and gray and like dark white tones. Like everything he was wearing was black or gray or some sort of in between darkish tone. The face paint that he had on was your normal white clown makeup face paint, except in white. It was also gray. And his nose was black instead of red. And he was holding a handful of black helium balloons. Now, I didn't like think too much about this at the time, just because I'm like, okay, there's a carnival going on. And so this guy just decided to be different and be like a depressed clown. That's kind of funny, kind of unique, cool. But he stopped in front of me, and he didn't say a word to me. He stopped in front of me as I was coming up to the front of my dorm, and he handed me a black balloon. And I took it. I just accepted it. I was like, okay, cool. And then he kept walking on, and I went upstairs to my dorm room. Now, we had a purple balloon from a past carnival that was still kind of hanging out and still had some, you know, helium in it, some life in it. So I shoved the black balloon in the corner hanging out with the purple balloon, and then I sit down and I start getting to work on some homework. Well, as I'm doing my homework, I feel this sense of like someone watching me, and I kind of ignore it at first, put it back, I'm like, whatever, and then finally I turn around because the feeling just gets so strong. And that black balloon that I had picked up from the creepy clown downstairs, it was actually hovering in the middle of my dorm room, levitating at like head length. Like it wasn't up on the ceiling like normal helium balloons should be. It was like at the level that a person's head would be. And it was just bouncing around in the middle of the room, and there was no fan on, there was no wind, no breeze. And the purple balloon that we got at the carnival, like a week beforehand or whatever, that was still hanging out in the corner. It was staying put where we put it. This black balloon had moved out to the middle of the floor and hovered right at, like, eye level, which creeped me out. So I take the balloon, I put it back in the corner, and then I sit down and do homework again. Okay, I didn't have any more problems after that. It stayed in the corner. Later, both my roommates come home. So I lived with two other girls, and I left, and I don't know, ate lunch. I don't really know where I went, but I was not there. I come back, and they tell me the same story. They're like, so this balloon you got is kind of creeping us out because we keep putting it into the corner, and it keeps, like, hovering back into the middle of the room and being at, like, human eye level. Where did you get this from? And I was like, oh, just, like, some depressed dark clown outside handed me the balloon. And they're like, okay, well, we kind of want to get rid of it. So I'm like, okay, guys, like, chill out. It's a balloon. There's nothing wrong with it. You're freaking out. So we ignore it, right? No big deal. All of us leave, and we go get some dinner together, whatever together. I don't know. We were all friends, all roommates, so we're gone for a while. We come back that night, and the balloon is once again in the middle of the room. It does not stay where it is. But in contrast, the reason why this is so freaky is because the purple balloon from the previous carnival is still in the corner in its same spot. It has not moved at all. It stayed put. It's totally fine. The black one is the only one that seems to just be going around. So we put it back in the corner. All three of us sit down at our respective places in the room to get some homework done at this point. While we're doing our homework, the balloon proceeds to just kind of float around the room toward each one of our stations. And we watch it happen, and we're so fed up at this point, we don't even bother putting it back in the corner. We're just like, this is what this balloon feels like doing, whatever, we're just gonna ignore it. And we go to sleep that night with the balloon in our room. Fortunately, nothing happens like in the middle of the night that we know of. We sleep well, we wake up in the morning, all of us go to our prospective classes. We come back from those classes in the afternoon, and the black balloon is hovering in the middle of the room. But what's freakier is that the purple balloon has now left its spot. Not only has it left its spot, it has deteriorated in a very, very creepy way. It has, like, tumors kind of popping out of the sides of it, and it's really, really odd. And it's kind of hovering down toward the floor, kind of like how when balloons die over time, they kind of shrink up, and they aren't floating anymore and whatever. But the way that this balloon looked, where it just had pieces of balloon jutting out of it, like tumors, and parts of it that were wrinkled and sunken in, it looked like it had been beat up. Like, it looked really strange. So the purple balloon, we're like, oh, it like died. It's gone now. Okay. So we got rid of it. But when we get rid of it, we also decide to get rid of the black balloon because it's a little bit too much for us that the purple balloon was just fine. And then the moment we add the black balloon to it that happens to hover at eye level with us, the purple balloon now develops tumors and dies on the floor. So I don't know. What do you guys think about this? Are we just making a huge deal out of nothing, personifying latex? Or was the balloon possibly possessed by a demon? Or was it handed to me by, like, some sort of paranormal entity? I don't know what to make of this, and this happened so many years ago. I even called my roommates, which I'm still friends with, to even confirm that that was a true story. And they were like, oh, no, yes, that actually happened to us. That you are not making that up, and we still remember that to this day. We think it's a demonically possessed balloon. Like, you can think what you want, but we think it's a demonically possessed balloon that did that. So that's my roommate's opinion. I don't know what to think. I just kind of want to hear your thoughts on it. And if you just think it's, I don't know. I have no idea. Thanks so much for listening. And I look forward to hearing what you can make of this latex possessed thing. Thanks so much. Talk to you later. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.